Bez Hashem, we're reading the Parsha of Shmois. As in the Shema HaKadosh, the Arizal, they say that Parsha is Moir Hazman. As these Parshias are Misugo, to be maybe the day Gula. Just like in these Parshias, it's written in Yonim of Yitzhak, the Golas of Mitzrayim, and that's called of Gulas Mitzrayim. As this man is Miyuid, Tikkun HaGula. As we want to focus in on one area of Tikkun HaGula, which is number one, the Gula Sida, which is Karev Lo'ayd, and number two, Gula Pratiyas, Yeshua's Pratiyas, each Yachid V'Yachid. There's one Indian that the Svarim HaDeshim say is Mi'oid Mi'yuyid to work during these manim Ha'elu is in the Chashivas HaTorah. The Chofetz Chaim writes that the Gemara in Brach in Baba Basa Dav Ches says the Gula Asida will be Mishkos Torah. And it's what down from the Svarim, the Zohar HaKadosh says it in Kama Mekoymes that the Gula Asida will be Mishkos Torah. The Arach Chaim says that's the reason why the Gula was Marech Kol Klach, because Klal Yisrael are Batlonim. There's too much Bittul Torah. There's a Mela by the Gula is being Marech. But we don't need the whole Klal Yisrael to be Loimdei Torah. If every person is Mischazik on their own, we're a lot more closer than you think, and every person could be Zeichot to Gulais, the Yeshuas in his world. As Talmud Torah is a big key in life. It's almost the Shairish Lakom. The Gemara Kedushin on Daf Lamed says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. There is one thing that helps a person be Misgaber on the Yetzahara, which means there is one thing that helps a person be Makayim Mistafkin in the world. It's one thing that helps a person be Zeichat Olam Haba. It keeps him away from doing Averis. It keeps him from being Yairid to the Sakonis of Olam Haza. And that's Limud HaTorah. It's the one thing that we have. Because being Mechazik in Torah is not just the Chizik in Torah. Being Mechazik in Torah is being Mechazik in what helps you be Mekayim your Tafkin in life, in reaching your potential, in being Zeicha Begodol, what you could be Zeicha. As that's one of the strong reasons why there's a Chashivas to the connection to Torah. People have a feeling, some people, like Bishleimer, if I'm learning 12 hours, 14 hours in Yeshiva, then Torah is worth it. But if I'm not able to learn 12 hours, 14 hours, then, okay, I'm learning some Torah. That's Choshev also, because it's very important. Every mashal of Torah makes a difference. Every little bit of Torah makes a difference. And not only every little bit of Torah, every little bit more makes a tremendous difference. And that's what people don't realize. The difference between 10 minutes to 20 minutes, niflah. And if it's between 20 minutes to an hour, unbelievable. And between me and you, one more big secret, the difference between 5 seconds to 10 seconds, lo yuman. You're never going to believe how much of a difference it makes. As wherever you walk in life, the Be'ez Hashem Yizrecha Rabbi Avrechim, when you grow older, if your Tafkin life is to go and be Yisachar, wherever you go in life, very important to know, you must be connected to Torah on your level, whatever level it is. You can't be without Torah. You need Liman HaTorah. The more, the merrier, the better. What else is the klal with Torah? The more, the better. Because Torah is what helps a person be Mekayim Mistafkin, reaches. It's clearly the talk. When you speak to Balabatim, there's two levels of Balabatim. There's the Balabatim who don't learn, and the Balabatim who do learn. The difference is unbelievable. The difference in their midas, the difference in their shiva sahaya, the difference in the way they act, the way they talk, their gaiva, their anava, the way they treat people, the chule, the way they need. It's unbelievable, the difference. It's like a different world. As every mashu connection to Torah is shava harbe. Because today we want to focus in on a maima chazal that we heard many, many years ago, but we haven't really touched into it in a while, and it's very, very important. The Olam doesn't chab and doesn't realize how important it is. There's a Mishnah in Peah. Talmud Torah keneged kula. That if you put one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the Goyin in Peah says, it doesn't mean an hour of learning, it doesn't mean 2 hours of learning, you don't even have to be in the 12-hour club, you don't have to be in the Ritzufas club. Zog the Goyin, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, is going on one letter of Torah. Aleph. Ah. Ata. One word of Torah. Is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. What does Talmud Torah keneged kulam mean? Zog the Yerushalmi on the Mishnah Beya. If you take 612 mitzvahs, the guy was Isaac in Hatzolos Nefashos. He was Isaac in Kibbut Avein. He was Isaac in Chesed. Not only are you taking one mitzvah, Chesed, Kibbut Avein, Hatzolos Nefashos, and Vechule, Askonis, and everything. You take 612 of them and put it on the scale. And you put on the other side of the scale one letter of Torah. Talmud Torah in Olam Haba will get more schar. If somebody's being Isaac in 612 mitzvahs, not near the one of Talmud Torah. Adheichon hadvarim megiim. People think, like, okay, a person's a doctor. That was his tafkid. He was born Mr. Zvulin, and he was born Dr. Zvulin.
Okay.
That's his tafkid in life, to be a doctor. As he's Isaac in Hatzolos Nefashos. Beautiful Isaac. Mamish doing mitzvahs. Now, b'derech kol, most doctors are doing it for business because they want to make money, because they want to live well. But let's say we're talking about a L'shem Shamayim Dika doctor. It's really doing it because he wants to save life. As he's Isaac a whole day in being a doctor, he's saving lives, mamish. He's a heart surgeon. He's mamish Isaac in saving lives. He's getting tremendous chav. When he comes to Shamayim, Nifla Digisar, he saved people lives. We'll take the other guy, the guy who runs Hatzolah. He mamish saved loads of lives. And asking Nifla Digboy. And you put Talmud Torah on the other side. A bachur sitting in yeshiva saying the words Shnayim Eichsin Betalis. Who's more chashuv? The head of Hatzolah? A doctor? Or a yeshiva bachur that sits in yeshiva and says Taku Kayim? Who's getting more schar in Shamayim? As you last most yeshiva bachurim, they'll say, okay, if he's doing the best he could do, he's doing the best he could do, they're getting equal schar. For sure, that's the way we grew up in America. You do the best you could do, you sing about doing the best you could do. So, you're the best. As that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. He does not come anywhere near. Schar is different because every mitzvah has its skula, its koyach, its schar. Zog the Chafetz Chaim. Lefi zeh, every word of Torah, you're doing kilu 613 mitzvahs, you get the schar. As he counted, lefi the goyin, how many words could you say in a minute? He said he counted, you could do 200 words in a minute. As in 1 minute of learning Torah and Seder, you're getting 200 times kilo, you're doing all 613 mitzvahs. He got super excited, the Chafetz Chaim, with one Sefer, Torah Sabayis. And he says, when you learn on Shabbos, as it says, Shabbos is shakel keneged kol ha'tayra kula. Every mitzvah you do on Shabbos is times 613. As he says, if you learn a minute on Shabbos, it's 613 times 613. Now you know why the Yetzer Hara works so hard that yeshiva bachurim should learn on Shabbos. Now we know the secret. Why? Because he knows he's finished if a yeshiva bachur learns on Shabbos. That's it. 613 times 613. He blew him away. He lost. Okay. As Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. Now we want to say even a bigger chiddush. Let's say you have someone, he's an asking God. He's supporting many yeshivas. He mamish is paying for big yeshivas. It's written all over the building, his names. And you have someone who's sitting in the basement. One more time, he's saying, Shnayim oichsim v'talez, Zerama kula shali v'yachloiku. Who's more chashim right now? As Yeshiva Bachar start clearing, Yisachar got here for the schar. That means Vulin gets here for the schar, Yisachar, the Shavah b'Shavah. As the Imre Bina writes, that he gets in one b'china, he gets here for the schar. But Ein Maladaber, the schar of Yisachar, is definitely more in Eilam. Okay, in many things. Why? Because Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam even more than Naksike. And there's a story of this huge Askin that Mamish, he put together a lot of yeshivas and Klal Yisrael, he supported. And he went, they took him into the Chazoy Nesh, because these Askanim always have a way they get into the Gedolah, right? They know how to get, they have the keys, right? But he got into the Chazoy Nesh, and the Chazoy Nesh saw that this Askin was like really the B'dichas Hadas, we'll call it. He's very excited, very mitgar, that he's holding all the yeshivas. He actually was mitbater to the Chazoy Nesh. He said that, is there someone that has as much shchar as I do in yeshiva? He was like so misguided that he even said to the Chazoy Nesh, yeah. So nowadays they would tell you, you know, he's a gvir, you don't want him to stop supporting, you have to be sensitive, you have to know how to deal with them. That's why we have Arista. You have to know how to talk to them, you have to know how to deal with them, right? Ramaisa, the Chazoy Nesh, was a straight person. The Chazoy Nesh said, I want to show you someone who has more schar in Olam Haba. As he took him over, and you see this younger man that's sitting and learning here, he has bigger Olam Haba than you. Because he sits and learns all the time. And this career walked out shocked. Someone finally put him in his place. Kurabe, who is that Avreich? He happened to have been the nephew of the Chazoy Nesh, who is also that we're going to know him as Reb Chaim Kenev. At that point, he wasn't Reb Chaim Kenev. I mean, he was, but he was Rav Chaim Kenev. He was an Avreich that was sitting in yeshiva. That's when the Chazoy Nesh put his finger on him, that someone that learns basmada, he's the most schar in the world. The Chazoy Nesh had Ruach HaKodesh. Not only that, he said, you're not even going to be able to see him in Olam Haba. Not only he's going to get more Olam Haba, you're not going to get anywhere near. And the Makar is the Gemaras in Bav Metzia and Midrashim say this, Sadiqim, you don't get near. But when he said it, he said on a Parshat Avir, sitting and learning Basmada the way he should. Okay. Because Talmud Torah is keneged kula. It's the best investment in the world. You're putting away in Olam Haba massively. There is no mitzvah, no schus, no schar in the world keneged one word of Torah. Could you imagine when you sit in a seder and you're saying word if the word of Torah, what you zeicha do. Now, some people like to say, you know, it's hard for me to relate to that. Like, I get Olam Haba, it's so good. So I get a lot of Olam Haba. So, like, what does that mean? Like, I have Olam Haba, so I'm in a great place. So who cares if I get a little bit more? Anyway, it's so good. Okay. There's someone in the world, Elon Musk, the richest person in the world. Go over to him and tell him, you're the richest person in the world. Why don't you retire and stop trying to make money? He'll laugh at you. You know why? Because it's a pasuk. Oyev kesef, lo yispa kesef. When a person loves money, he never has enough. The guy is looking for more and more and more. It just never stops. By the way, you should know this is the soid. People think if I'll be rich, I'll be happy. You'll never be happy. Because oyev kesef, lo yispa kesef. Whatever you have will never, ever be enough. Duk v'tishkach. It's a pasuk, but it's something you see b'chush. If only I'd be rich, I'd be happy. Here. The reason why you say this, because you're not rich. If you were rich, you would know you wouldn't be happy. Because ayiv kesef lo yizba kesef. He's makshiv kesef. You'll tell him, you have so much money, what do you need more? He'll look at you, and he'll look at you real seriously. You don't know what money is. If you would know what money is, you would know you want more. Okay, we're not going to learn for him to want to be rich. Chazal darshan, oyev kesef lo yispa kesef, by us, is oyev taira lo yispa taira. That's the ze l'uma ze osa elikim. Hashem made two avas in the world that are never quenched, that you can't stop. Just like oyev kesef lo yispa kesef, we found on Agdelim oyev kesef lo yispa oyev teira lo yispa teira. Reb Chaim Kanievsky gave brachas. There's one time someone, he said to Bacha, you know, I gave you a bracha, you don't want to give me a bracha back? As it was a Trimistika boy, a little kid, he said, so what do you want a bracha for? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that I should know Torah. As the Bacha looked at him and said, you know Torah already. He said, I want to know it better. Nifladik, a person who's baki b'kola Torah kula, lo yadasviya. He pasha wants to learn more. He wants to get more. Why? Because when you learn an out of Torah, you know it's special. You just can't stop. Like we saw on Ola Choshev Tamidei Chachamim and Agdelim Ad Hayayim Hazeh, they just don't stop learning. They push it, you put them down in a second, no one's around, no one's bothering them in English. Give me the Gemara, I open it up. Like, push it, they never saw it before. Like a dog jumps into water, they jump for Torah. Because they know there is nothing like Torah. And in Olam Haba, it's beyond. Now, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo. When do we say this every day? Does anyone know? When? Right after what? Birchas HaTorah. In the morning. The first thing after you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning to prepare you for your day, to know what Talmud Torah is the Maimah Chazal Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We've been saying it, but we don't cop what it means. I'm telling you, people say it every day, but they don't connect to it. They don't think about it. It means the biggest char in the world is Talmud Torah. That means how many hours a day you're learning. Whatever you want, whatever level you are. Every second you're learning, you're adding, you're changing your future. You're building bracha. You're bringing schar. Eichel per seim ba'olam hazeh. Ve schar la'olam haba. You're enhancing your olam hazeh. You're enhancing your olam haba. You're bringing brachas. Yeshuas. Godless. Nifledik. Hakul. call, by call, me call. As every day we say Birchas HaTorah, but Chazal knew it would be hard for us to relate to Torah. As Chazal said, let's do things that are going to help you to relate and understand it every day. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The schar of Talmud Torah is nishladik. Every second you learn Torah, every word of Torah you learn it. If you learn one daf, ain't a daimah to learning two daf. Ain't a daimah to learning three daf. Ain't a daimah to learning a mesechta. Ain't a daimah to learning two mesechtas. Ki yadua, Chafetz Chaim brings it in the Zohar. Every mesechta is a whole oilam, la oilam haba. You know what it is to own the world? Even though Trump almost owns the world, but he doesn't. Every mesechta is another world. It's a different world. We're talking musagim. Bizman hazeh bachrim. Okay, it's 6:30. I finished the amid. Close off. Let's go early. Because what do I have to do anyway? I finished my amid. I learned amid yomi or this. You know how much there is out there to learn? You know how much you could gain? You know what you could do in your free time? You know what you could do on a Friday and a Shabbos? You know how many worlds you can gain? You know how much chai you can be zeichet to? It's quite obvious in the way people are acting that they don't chop this. As Havoy, let's be this chazik together. The Zman is Mesugel Lekach. These parshis are Mesugel Lekach. We could connect to Torah in a deeper way. As number one is the idea, to think when we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, to remind ourselves, V'oid, the more we learn, the more the Chshivas HaTorah will come in, and the more we're going to start having Avas HaTorah, and we're going to start to want to learn Torah. It's Talik, if you, how much you work to learn, that's how much it builds your Avas HaTorah. And that's how much it builds your Taiva HaTorah. If you are Ribui, Imata Misyageyava, you work on it, it builds the Chuka and the Cheshik, and it builds the Shivas and Zai. Okay. As we were Mischazik together, it's something which is helpful for all of us. We can all be Mischazik together. Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. We should be Zeicha to be Eichel Kerasayim Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'keren Kayem Yisroel La'olam Haba. The other thing we say after Birchas HaTorah is Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha Yor Hashem Ponaveilecha V'chunecha L'lamedcha. All the Yivarechechas are in Torah. All the Yishmerechas are in Torah. All the Yor Hashem Panavei Lecha V'Yichunecha and give you Matnes Chinam Chen Kol Hazman is in Torah. All the V'Yasin Mecha Shalom's is in Torah. Because whatever you're mechazik in Torah, you're opening up the brachas, you're opening up Schar and Olam Haba, and Havli Mischazik, you should all be Zeicha for brachas and Yeshua's together.